Be humble. Listen to this devotional. A devotional is an in-depth Bible study. A typical devotional should take you anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes to complete. Download and print a PDF version of this devotional for yourself, or use it with a friend to create an engaging discussion. Opening questions: how do you think pride affects you, God, and people around you? How would you describe humility? Pride, what does it look like? For he flatters and deceives himself in his own eyes, thinking that his sinfulness will not be discovered and hated by God. 3. The words of his mouth are wicked and deceitful. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. Psalm chapter 36 verses 2-3. Pride deceives us. It makes us think we are better than we really are. When we are proud, we will hide sins from ourselves, God, and people. We can't do good for God or others when we're proud. How can you flatter yourself? How do you think that stops you from changing? Look at the proud. They trust in themselves, and their lives are crooked. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 NLT. When we're proud, we trust in ourselves, our thoughts, our opinions, our way of doing things. When we rely on ourselves, we will have crooked lives, out of place, not living in the right way. When we are righteous, we let God teach and train us and change our thinking. We will be faithful to Him and not ourselves. How does God feel about pride? In his pride, the wicked man does not seek Him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. Psalm chapter 10 verse 4 NIV. Pride produces a disinterest in God. We can't be close to Him because we don't think we need Him. And we think more highly of ourselves, so don't have room to think about Him. This disinterest in God will be reflected in the quality of our personal time reading the Bible and praying. God wants a close relationship with us, but our pride will push Him away. How does your pride stop you from seeking and thinking about God? All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13 NLT. God feels strongly about our pride. We can minimize how bad our pride is, but it's just as bad as any other sin. Do you take your pride seriously? Do you feel more about how it makes God feel or makes you feel? How to overcome pride? 21. So get rid of all uncleanness and all that remains of wickedness, and with a humble spirit receive the word of God, which is implanted, actually rooted in your heart, which is able to save your souls. 22. But prove yourselves doers of the word, actively and continually obeying God's precepts, and not merely listeners, who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning contrary to the truth. 23. For if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it, he is like a man who looks very carefully at his natural face in a mirror. 24. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he immediately forgets what he looked like. 25. But he who looks carefully into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and faithfully abides by it, not having become a careless listener who forgets but an active doer who obeys, he will be blessed and favored by God in what he does, in his life of obedience. James chapter 1 verses 21-25. Humility means we read the Bible and see truth, and we obey the scriptures. We don't forget or choose to ignore who we really are. What sins do you need to get rid of to experience the freedom the Bible can offer? Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Philippians chapter 2 verse 3, NLT, humble people admire others. How can you start admiring people? When we're humble, we influence others to be humble.